Now back to WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday. That means Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, is here. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, Pete. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. Nursing a little scratchy throat today. So,
well, I can't even tell. So
that's good.
You're nursing it well.
I got a lot of practice at nursing the old scratchy throat.
Well, yeah, you can't have that go on when you're on radio, right?
So,
because the show goes on.
Today, it's okay. What I'm concerned about is if I, like, push it today.
Yeah, tomorrow
it's going to be progressively worse. And then Thursday, when we got the big football broadcast, it'll be progressively worse.
You'll be at a whisper then.
So today, I got the mic turned up real loud, and I'm just going to talk to a normal tone, which is weird for me on the radio, because I'm a loud talker. Not used to the warmth, close talking there.
Right. But, and the season right now is just kind of leaning towards that. People are getting colds. I mean, we've had, you know, people, clients coming in that have colds, and a lot of people that I know have colds. It's because, you know, it's 60 degrees one day.
Oh, well, yeah.
40 the next. Nice and sunny, then rainy. Yeah. Driving in this morning, I'm like, oh, I forgot it was going to be drizzly this morning. This is just kind of miserable. Just that
kinda
chilly,
is,
cold,
yeah,
drizzly day. Makes you want to stay inside next to the fireplace and cuddle with your dog or your cat.
That's a good idea, actually. And, you know, that kind of leads into our segment today, because keeping the pets, I guess, not snuggled up on the couch, but moving into their golden years.
You've already talked about a senior moment, you know, when you were talking about the study done on Alzheimer's and listening to music. So
right, yeah.
I was thinking about that on the way in. I mean, yes. So today's topic is senior pets, and they are a group of, they're kind of one of my favorite groups because they're special. I mean, I've got a senior at home. She's 13 and a half and a little cavalier, and she's in her own world. And you're just going to kind of love it. Her eyesight's not as good as it used to be. Certainly her mobility's declined a little bit just because she's got arthritis and some aches and pains that come along with the aging process. And she's deaf. So she literally is in her own world.
You earn that the older you get, I think.
Right. The music was interesting that they were talking about it leading to less Alzheimer's. And we see that happen in pets because it is a major sense. I mean, you start to, if you lose your senses, then your nervous system starts to decline, because your nervous system, to be healthy, needs a frequency of surrounding nerves firing. So, and you think about if you lose your sight or your hearing, your sense of smell, those are major inputs.
Right. Right.
So you start losing your major inputs, and then there's just less neural activity, which means there's less neural health. And then you've got cognitive decline. So, you know, in senior pets, we see this too. So, what makes a senior pet?
I was going to ask that question, but
right?
I was like, oh, that's a good question. Wait, there it is.
It's right there.
It's in the
queue list. So it does vary. So this is the interesting thing, because it's not the same for dog to dog, because we've got varying sizes. We've got the Chihuahua that weighs, or the teacup poodle that weighs, like, you know, 3 pounds, mm-hmm, to the Mastiff that weighs, you know, 180. So there's a big size difference. And so people always ask, like, so is there a difference in aging? Yes, because their mechanisms of aging are actually different depending on the size of the dog. So the small dogs, we consider them senior somewhere between 8 and 10. And so we have in the office said 7 is the cutoff, because for the large dogs, it's like 6 to 8. Kind of 7's the middle for them, and, you know, 7's the early age for the smaller dogs, but we've just declared that senior. And for cats, now we still declare them seniors, but really they're probably not seniors until they're about 10. Because they certainly age even slower than some of the small dogs. It's not unusual for us to have cats come in for the last visit that are, you know, near 20. Mm. We're frequently seeing cats in at 18, 19 years of age, and they're like, hey, you know, they're starting to slow down a little bit. They're slowing down at 19.
Yeah.
I mean, They're 100 plus at that point. So it's, you know, it's just, it's incredible.
That's longevity for sure.
And we have to remember that age, even though we're talking about things that go on with them as they age is not a disease. It's just a number. And it's, you know, it's I always like to think about that now, being 55. It's just a number, right? And my parents that are in their 80s go, yeah, okay, number, whatever. It's not easy getting older.
Right, right. Maybe at 55 or 40 or whatever, it's a number. But
well, you kind of have to keep thinking it's just a number because there are things that occur as we age. And the pets, too, it is a number, but there are things that occur, and it's not because they hit that number. It's just because there's been a period of time that's gone on, and you know they've worked their joints hard. They've worked their muscles hard. They've overworked their organs, eating things they shouldn't. Mm. But unlike humans who age somewhat predictably, pets age according to the breed, size, genetics, and lifestyle. So sometimes the changes are subtle, but they do change, and it's more rapid than us. I mean, you know, people live to be 100.
Right, right.
Dogs do not. Dogs, maybe if they're old, are going to live to be 20 if they're a little dog.
The lucky.
But that physiologically is still the dog being 100 plus years old.
Right, right.
So keeping your pets moving, that's really the key. I mean, it's same with us. Moving. Moving is the key to longevity because you got to get up, you got to move, you got to keep your muscles and joints going. But you got to be smart about it. You know, when you're 80, rock climbing is probably not the best thing to do. It's probably a bit more hazardous. But, you know, you can be active still.
Right.
You can do things. So with our senior pets, you know, maybe not going and running, but taking them for walks. Certainly, I know one of our dogs, when she was 14, she went flying off the back deck, and because the younger dogs went flying off the back deck and did the Superman leap, and they land on all four and take off running. She hit the ground and like Bambied, and legs go, you know, out to the side, and you hear a as the wind gets knocked out of her. And I couldn't watch because I'm like, I saw her leap. I'm like, oh God, that's gonna be disastrous. And I hear her hit, and then I like peek out of, you know, from behind my hands, and I see that she is slowly getting up. She got up, shook it off, and then like looked around. Nobody saw that, right? And then she trotted off through the yard. But so I had to start modifying letting them out because she thinks at the age of 14, she can keep up with the 3-year-olds.
Oh, right,
I'm like,
right.
No. This is like, we're going to let you out first and let you walk gently down off the deck. And then I'm going to go back to the house and let the young ones out and let them tear off the deck. So, you know, you have to modify things. Maintaining a healthy weight. And this is something that's key for any mammal. The less fat you're carrying, the less pro-inflammatory hormones your fat's releasing, and the less weight. I mean, I always talk about, you know, if you threw a 40-pound rucksack on and said, here, carry this every minute of the day, you'd get exhausted.
Right.
It's just,
right.
You know, and it's hard. And that's just the weight. It's the pro-inflammatory hormones that science has discovered over the last 40, 50 years, as they're looking for fat metabolism, how do we make fat just go away without having to watch what we eat and how much we exercise? They found all this stuff that fat does. So we need to decrease the amount of fat we have so that we have less of that causing pain. And then that brings us to pain management, which is really my jam. And this is so fascinating because when Dr. Wilson and I were in school, pain management just really as a whole did not exist. And this is, we graduated in 96, which seems like it was forever ago, but it really is not. And it wasn't until 2001 that the World Health Organization finally changed the definition of pain. The definition of pain prior to that was that in order to feel pain, you had to have the ability to speak. They were still using the Cartesian logic model of pain, which is thousands of years old.
Right.
So
right.
it's not even, you know, how we let that in the human world go until 2001, I have no idea. I understand the veterinary world because our patients don't talk the way that we do. But I just, you know, to let human medicine go that far. So it's even for us, it's just a new field, right? So, but pain management is so key in these guys helping them move. We've used anti-inflammatories. We've got pain modulating therapies. We're using acupuncture, laser therapy. We can do joint injections and then rehab. I mean, it's one of those things that we can do, the exercises under our treadmill and all the various things that we can do just to help them get back to moving so that they can build muscle mass back up or at least maintain it and not have that precipitous loss that they have as they're aging and becoming less mobile. And then supportive home adjustments. So non-skid mats. Amazon sells yoga mats by like 100 yards for a small amount of money. I mean, it's not tiny, but I mean, like for $50, you can buy 100 yards. 100 yards of yoga mat is a lot of yoga mat. So you can, you know, cut that in strips and apply it through your house. Raise the food bowls up so that they don't have to bend all the way down. I mean, you'll see this. Dogs will get to the point where they get to the food bowl and they lay down. Well, that's because they can't, you know, sometimes that's because they can't stand. Sometimes that's because they can't bend their neck.
Mm.
So having them stand up, heated beds, electromagnetic therapy beds, small changes can bring big comforts for these guys. So sometimes we just need to do some things in the house to make it easier for them to get around. And then supplements and diets, certainly joint supplements, omega-3, fatty acids, glucosamine, chondroitin, eggshell membrane, exanthine, which is an antioxidant, a lot of things that we can use as far as supplements out there. Things to watch out for if you're seeing your pet hesitating to jump up on the bed or the couch. So they walk up there and they stand there and they like look at you, where they used to just walk in and jump up.
Yeah, right, right. Now,
if they're thinking about it, it's because they're like, you know, they kind of feel like I am this morning after my legs and glute workout on Sunday. It's like, you know, moving is just not cool.
Yeah.
So slowing down on walks. They used to be the dog that was at the end of the leash, and now they're the dog that you're at the end of the leash and dragging them. Stiffness after resting. So if they get up and they're stiff, and who's, you know, you get to be the senior mode. Who's not that? Trouble with stairs, slipping on floors, difficulty getting in and out of the litter box, changes in behavior, restlessness, and reduced activity. Seeing those things, give us a phone call. We need to get them checked out.
And what is that phone number, Care Animal Hospital, Dr. Russ?
Hey, you can contact us at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web, careanimalhospital.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Yes, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, we got to run. Always appreciate the time on these Tuesdays. We'll catch up with you next week.
See you next Tuesday, Pete.
WLIP Morning Show. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines for a Money Wheel contestant, $36.50 in the jackpot. News and weather on the way at 7:30. Time for the Fox Business Report.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Bitcoin's price is at the $91,000 range this morning. It's been trading at the lowest levels in 6 months. The tech sell-off is impacting other investments, including crypto. And gold prices are lower, though still over the $4,000 mark. There's renewed concern that stock prices may be too high after Amazon revealed it borrowed money for its data center build-out. It raised $15 billion from its first U.S. bond offering in 3 years. Chipmaker Nvidia reports earnings tomorrow after the Wall Street close. Home Depot shares are down 3%. Its earnings came in weaker than expected. Home Depot's sales improved up 2.8%, though Wall Street was anticipating more. It's also lowering its profit outlook for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro. Lenovo.